Well, coming up tomorrow, a very, very big event in our community, an annual event that a lot of folks participate in. It's the 36th annual Carolina Blood Drive on campus. The need, of course, for blood donations is huge as always, and your support is going to be not only much appreciated, but also save some lives as well. We are joined in the studio by a couple of special guests to talk about the blood drive and get the word out. Laura Pratt, first of all, is the Planning Committee Co-Chair for the Carolina Blood Drive, also the Fellowships Engagement and Career Well Manager in the Graduate School. Laura, thank you so much for being here today.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
And we've also got the Account Manager for the American Red Cross, Mallory Barnett. Mallory, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And again, the Blood Drive is all day tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1st, at the Dean Smith Center, starting at 7 a.m., going all the way until 6 p.m., almost the entire day, 11 hours that you can head to the Dean Dome and donate. Tell us about, that was just a quick rundown. Tell us about the blood drive and the move of the day, because this used to be in June and now it's in May.
That's right. So last year was our experiment year to see how it worked doing the blood drive while the students were still here on campus before they left for the summer break. And it was a fabulous turnout. You know, although we changed it so that our students could participate, we still had fantastic participation from the entire Carrboro Chapel Hill community.
It sounds like it's the sort of thing that you think about it, like as you're doing it, like, I don't know if it's going to work. And then it just makes such perfect sense because everyone leaves during the summer. The students are out. A lot of the staff on campus aren't around. And you do it during the school year and you get so much more participation.
Exactly. And it's right before graduation. So the energy is high on campus. People are excited. And it's a great way to give back before the end of the year.
And this is one of the largest annual blood drives in the country, right? How important is it for the Red Cross?
Yes. On the East Coast, this is one of the largest, and in the country, it is up there as well. And one good thing I also want to say about moving it to May is May's Trauma Awareness Month for us, and it's the blood that's already on the shelves that is used for traumas such as, you know, shootings, fires. We had the Durham explosion we used a lot of blood for, so that is a good thing for us to have for the month of May, is to already have this large amount of blood on the shelves.
Should people know about the need right now?
The need right now, as we move towards the summer with schools and businesses kind of slowing down, a lot of our blood comes from schools. So it's good to have this big one right before school lets out, because we're going to see a drop. I think we get about 40% of our blood from schools. So it's great to have this one.
Speaking with Mallory Barnett, you just heard her, also Laura Pratt. We're talking about the 36th annual Carolina Blood Drive, which is going to be all day tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1st, at the Dean Smith Center, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Everyone invited out to donate. How can people donate? What should people know if they're wanting to sign up?
So there are still appointments available. If you log on to redcrossblood.org and enter sponsor code UNC, you can make an appointment. If there's not an appointment time available that you're interested in, come on by whenever you're available. We'll be more than happy to take you as a walk-in. It's a pretty fast process. You'll come in, get checked in, do your donation, and then you'll be able to recover with some tasty snacks from our community partners. Mm-hmm. Of course, all presenting donors will receive a commemorative 36th annual Carolina Blood Drive t-shirt, so that's always a big draw.
And they're really cute this year.
They are. Nice. They are.
They have that classic Argyle.
Oh, I love it. And hang out on the floor of the Smith Center, too.
Yeah.
Which
is that's always a rare opportunity. Point, yes.
Yeah. So what should folks know about just like the experience, what it's like? That's the process. What's the experience like when you're actually in there?
So when you get there, you can also do a rapid pass. That speeds up the process a little faster, saves you about 15 minutes. And you'll check in with our lovely volunteers. And then if you've done the rapid pass, you can go on down to the floor of the Dean Smith Center. They'll get you into health history and just check that pass. If you didn't do it, they'll ask you just some history questions about, you know, how you're feeling, any issues in the last few months, and then they'll take your blood pressure, they'll take your pulse, so you'll get kind of a mini physical. They'll check your iron levels, and then if you're good to go, you'll then donate. And that process takes about 7 to 10 minutes, just with the needle and arm. And then you'll go to our canteen area with the fabulous food donations, and you'll get your free t-shirt. And then after the blood drive, from the Red Cross, you'll get an email with a $10 e-gift card. So you also get a little thank you from us.
What's the atmosphere like? Is it festive? Is
yeah, we got yeah. music playing. We got RJ there.
Yeah,
nice. You might get a picture.
RJ as in Ramses Jr.
Yes,
ah,
yes.
Gotcha. Get to specify.
I know. He's so a big deal. He's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, maybe RJ Davis will show up. You never know.
We're friends, so yeah, I just call him RJ.
Yeah.
We're buds.
Yeah.
And this is not just for folks on campus, right? I know you moved it up so people can, like, students can participate, more staff, but this is for everyone, including just folks in the community, right?
Everyone in the listening area is encouraged to come. It's such a community event. Even though it's held on campus, we do try and make it as easy as possible for those who are not typically on campus. So there's free parking right outside the Dean Smith Center. You'll follow the signs, park in that designated area, and walk on up to the Dean Smith Center. It's super easy to get to once you're in that area. We'd be thrilled to see all of our community members around.
How many people typically donate at a thing like this?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
We, 550.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
That's
have a goal of just over 500 units of blood this year. We met our goal. We surpassed our goal last year, actually. So we're really hoping to do the same this year.
And they can do it with your help. If you're listening out there, head to the Smith Center on Wednesday. That's tomorrow, May 1st, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and donate in the blood drive. You can sign up in advance or just show up at the door and they will take you in. Speaking with Laura Pratt and Mallory Barnett, as we wrap up, what else should folks know that we haven't mentioned yet?
Just that your donation is really needed as we go into the summers. It is the blood on the shelves, like I said, that helps in traumas and with our hospital patients. We have patients who need blood every day, those dealing with sickle cell disease. They need a life-saving transfusion, sometimes as frequent as every month or every 2 weeks. So it's not just traumas that I mentioned. People are, you know, needing this blood constantly. The need is constant. And so these events like this are really good to have in place, but I would encourage you, if you never came to give, come to this one, but keep coming back. You can donate every 56 days. And if you've never given, this will be a cool one to be your first try, but we welcome you and we hope to see you.
CarolinaBloodDrive.unc.edu is the website. Go there, find out more. And again, come on out tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the 36th annual Carolina Blood Drive life-saving event at the Dean Smith Center. Laura Pratt, Mallory Barnett, thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping us bleed Carolina blue.
Woohoo!